Justin Fluke now joined by Tim Stillman to talk Riverside girls basketball. Also a busy little schedule here for the Cyclones, who played Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. So four games in 5 days, Coach. Unfortunately, they were losses, but some competitive games. I know Jeff West last week, and then the Holton game's really competitive on Saturday. End up losing by just 7 points. Had to turn around and play Holton again Monday, and then a tough Nemaw squad last night. But good competition. It seems like there were at least some competitiveness shown by your girls, and some games that they had a chance and probably did some things well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, the Jeff West game was senior night, parents' night. It was the start of that grind we was going into. The girls performed very well, I felt. A little bit of fatigue, but, you know, we had some good things that we saw, and they was really, really pumped up going into that game Saturday against Holton. And that was a great game. The defensive effort that we got out of the girls was phenomenal, and, I mean, everybody did their part. And, that fatigue really hit us when, we had to go play Holton again on Monday, that one day off. So it showed, but I tell you, it was a lot of good things that we've seen. And even going into the Nemaw Hall game last night, the defensive effort was just phenomenal. And we just came up short, last night and even the game against Holton. It was just a tale of free throws once again, which have kind of plagued us all season.
You continue to get some big nights from Taylor Weiser. Maybe you only had 8 against Jeff West, but I think double digits the rest of the games you had. And man, your freshman coach, you have to feel like they're kind of playing like sophomores and juniors. It seems like your team as a whole, I mean, not just the freshmen, but everyone has certainly showed some growth this season. Where do you feel like maybe this team has made the most progress this year in getting a league win and winning a few more games? Where do you feel like they've maybe made the most progress?
I think the progress came from the maturity, and that just goes from our upperclassmen. They were really good at coaching those guys and just getting them to understand the grind of what it's like to play in the Big Seven and how it prepares us for going into sub-state. Towards the end of the season, I mean, right after Christmas, we was able to get those couple of wins in, and it really bolstered the confidence quite a bit. And just coaching within, I mean, the program is really starting to turn around, and you're just trying to get the guys to understand that our record does not define the growth that this program has had. Because, I was talking to John Malloy the other night, and, we were happy we didn't have running clocks every night. And that was one of the big successes that I've seen. And I know it's not huge for some people to hear that, but when you're first taking over and every night was a running clock and now we're competitive, it shows the growth in that program.
Well, you're the only 2A school in the Big 7 League. I mean, we can talk about how tough the league is and how they have 3A teams that are state-ranked, like 3 of them, I think, most of this year. So the caliber of your competition is phenomenal. And hopefully that does give you a chance in sub-state. You won 3 games in a row, as you mentioned there in January, and you might have had 4 in a row, but you lost to ACCHS by 3 points, and now you get the Tigers again in sub-state. You feel like the girls are excited for that opportunity and a chance to win a game next week?
After we finished last night, that was one of the biggest things that we talked about. We're going to give them the night off from practice and get a little bit of rest and rehab and just letting them know that, hey, we let that one slip by. We're going to come out with a game plan. And as long as our defensive effort stays where we're at, I think that we can be successful and make a pretty good run in our sub-state.
Be great, Coach. Thanks for your time as always. And best of luck in sub-state next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Tim Stillman, head coach of the Lady Cyclones. We'll talk Riverside boys basketball. Stay tuned.